Good morning.
Good morning.
Bow your heads with me in a moment of prayer. Father God, I thank you for this week and thank you for the opportunity to share with so many young people on this campus. Thank you for the hearts that opened up and thank you for the ideas and the desires that went forth. Now, God, bless these water walkers as I give this word. Move on the hearts of these young people. God, manifest your presence in this place today as we eagerly look for a word from you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to say thank you. Oh, let me say this real quick because chapel don't get out till 10:40, so y'all give me my 10 minutes. Amen. Don't go running out at 10:30. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, okay? I want to say thank you to all of you for your discussion, for your participation, for your giving. And there are some water walkers on this campus now. I thank God for the two young ladies in Miss Marty Eads' class who shared poetry that was so deep and moving about themselves. It took courage. You had to be a water walker to share what those young ladies shared personally about themselves and the things that they were going through. I want to say to the sister that spoke about the sexual violence that happened sometime on this campus, and that she had the courage to talk about it and want to see something done about it, I say thank you. I say thanks to the young lady who was bold enough to say in the chapel that we did on Wednesday night that there is some racism going on where blacks are with blacks and whites are with whites and Latinos are with Latinos, and they want to see everybody come together. I thank God that that young lady had the courage to say that. Those are water walkers. And so I thank God for the poetry reading last night, the power that came, the powerful pieces that came forth from your spirit, from your heart that you read, your opinions, your feelings. You are water walkers. I thank God for the young lady who said, I have an appointment with the president of this school to see why there are no African-American teachers at this school. I say, go on, water walkers. During this series, we found out we must have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. There's scripture that states, without faith, it is impossible to please God. We found out during this series, we must release our fears because fear creates paralysis and paralysis renders us immobile. And to be able to jump, one must be able to move. We also learned a water walker must be able to take a risk. Peter was described as bold and impulsive. He was able to find the courage and jumped. He risked all for Christ. We also learned when Peter jumped for the sake of Christ, he did not know the consequences nor the cost. There's a cost when you become a water walker. There's a cost when you jump. Just from the things that we discussed during this week, people had to have the courage to say what they needed to say in these rooms, in these times of being together, not knowing what, how they were going to be treated or what was going to be said to them after they said what they said, but they had the courage to say what was on their hearts so that they can see change come. This morning, I want to discuss four words mentioned in this passage and they are alone. Jesus, before the storm, had sent them to the other side while he went to pray. If you're going to be a water walker, you got to know how to spend some alone time with God. And I know many of you are busy, and I thank God for the young lady who came up to me with tears in her eyes because she's ready to jump, but she also is battling with her time. She said, Mama Brenda, I just don't have the time. And God is like this. God is not sitting in heaven with a pen and pencil going, she didn't spend time with me today. No, God is looking for you to take some time when you have the opportunity to commune with him. Jesus went alone to pray. Being alone with Christ is to build relationship, getting to know him, spending time reading the word with prayer and meditation, even fasting. Alone time strengthens the life of a water walker. Another word that came up is immediately. Well, a few times throughout this passage, the word like immediately and at once appeared. God sometimes don't come immediately. Woo! Marinate on that for a minute. God don't always come immediately. There's a lesson to be learned. There's something that you got to go through. And sometime he lets you stir until you're ready for him to come and fix it. Do you hear me? You need to know that. Because what's interesting about this story is that when Jesus came walking across the water immediately, right? Immediately. But you have to remember that Jesus had sent them to the other side before nightfall. Jesus didn't come to the third watch. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning when Jesus showed up. So they had been battling that water for a long time. So sometimes you're going to go through some things, and it's going to be a while before he shows up. But delayed don't mean denied. Amen? Amen. Amen. Clap on that. Delayed don't mean denied. So know that God don't always come immediately. You got to learn how to wait patiently. Say that word. Say patiently. Ooh, that's a little nasty word we don't like to use sometimes. You understand? You got to learn how to be patient. I am 50 years old. I have been wanting to get married for a long time. Has it happened? No. Am I giving up? No. Somebody gonna let me be their rib before I die. Amen? Learn how to wait and wait patiently. And there have been people who have laughed at me because I am also a woman who is waiting, and I have been abstinent for years. I put my drawers on the altar a long time ago. And do you think I care that people? No, because when I get married, I can't just talk the talk. I gotta walk the walk. Do y'all hear me? So learn how to wait in whatever endeavor you're going through. Learn how to be patient and learn how to wait. Because sometimes when things come quickly, it's not necessarily a good thing. You ever heard, had some things that happened quickly that you thought, oh, Lord, what did I do? Amen? So learn how to wait. Then worship. Because after this was all over, the Bible said they worship. Worship is for God, from us. So, you know, when you worship, it's like, God, you're wonderful. God, you're awesome. God, you're King of Kings. You're Lord of Lords. You know, we revel in his awesomeness. You got to learn how to worship. Cry out. Cry out, making your supplication something you have to cry out, and be not ashamed of your voice, which cries out to him that hears you. I know we live in a time, the Mennonite tradition is to be quiet. I have learned how powerful that is. I went on a silent prayer retreat, something I had never done in my life. I went on a silent prayer retreat and how powerful that was. And I learned that through this Mennonite tradition, how to have an appreciation for being silent. But there are some times in this life where you have to let go and say, God, where you at? And it is okay. It is okay to cry out. It is okay to not always hold that stuff in. Sometime you have to release and not care. Even if you in worship service, even if you in service and some cause comes over you to say, Lord, have mercy. Say it and it's okay. Amen. We have to learn to appreciate all traditions. It is okay to cry out, so that God can hear us, so that God can be sensitive to the things that we're crying out to. They always said that the children of Israel was a bunch of mumblers and grumblers. But Pastor Jonathan Friesen put a different spin on that thing. He said the children of Israel learned to cry out because they refused to accept their plight. They had just come out of 400-500 years of slavery, and enough was enough. So they were crying out. Learn how to cry out. It don't mean you're a mumbler. It don't mean you're a grumbler. It's saying, God, where you at? Don't you see me? Don't you hear me? Supplication are your prayers. Prayer is essential to your Christian lifestyle, especially for a water walker. It's just as important as good meals and great nutrition. Prayer will center you, ground you, focus you. Prayer will give you the confidence and give you the stamina. Now, I have a little acronym for prayer called ACT, A-C-T. Adoration. You open up that prayer. God, you're wonderful. You're beautiful. You're lovely. How I love you. How I delight myself in you. Confession. See, God, I haven't done the right things. I sometimes talk too much. I sometimes offend people. Sometimes, God, I'm not feeling my best. And so I ask your forgiveness, God, to just bless me in spite of my frailties, in spite of the things that I'm going through. Have mercy. And then T for Thanksgiving. God, thank you for all that you're doing. And no matter what's happening, God, it is well with my soul. I thank you, God. So make your supplication known. Keep praying. And don't just pray to be praying. Please don't pray to just pray. Pray because you believe. Do you realize that your prayers can change the face of the nation and even the world? Your prayers can save lives. Your prayers can create healings. Your prayers can fix situations, because you're not praying just to be praying. You're praying because you're trying to see a thing get done. You got to believe it. You can't just pray to be praying and think, you know, because some people think that's just the thing to do. Well, let us pray. Now, a bit more belief. That prayer still circling the room. Oh, but when you believe what you pray, when you believe that what comes from your heart goes right to the ears of God, what a powerful thing that is. And do you know that even some of the things that you want to see done on this campus, when y'all begin to pray, the move of God that will happen will shake this place up. Amen? And so, in closing, to be a water walker requires learning how to wait patiently, learning how to pray fervently, to cry out passionately, and to worship sincerely while walking courageously. This room is filled with water walkers, but this is what I like to do. Where is Grace? Come here, Grace. I like to end my time with you on a different note, and this is something that's different, but I'm going to ask for your heart for a minute. For those of you who are water walkers, and you're ready to see God move in a powerful way in your life, I'd like to have an altar call this morning so that we can go to the throne of God together. And see, an altar call means you standing up publicly, coming forward to go to Him because you want to see some things changed. Because you want to be grounded. Go ahead and play, baby. You want to be grounded. And for those of you, how many of y'all really truly believe in the power of God? Let me see. Let me see your hands. Put your hands down. How many of y'all know there's some things in your life, some things on this campus, and some things in this world that needs to be changed? Let me see your hands if you know that. Put your hands down. How many of you know that you, how many of you here are ready to jump? Put your hands up if you are. Raise your hand. If you're ready to jump out of that boat like Peter did so that you can become a full water walker, put your hands up. Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. So this is what I'm going to ask you to do. See, I want to see a move of God before I leave this place. And I need your heart. I need your heart. Because you can make a difference in the world with your prayers, with your talents, with your innate abilities. You can make a difference. And so I want to seal the deal by seeing you come to this altar and we pray. So if you believe in the power of God, that you are for real a water walker, come to this altar. Let us pray together. I wouldn't care who watched me. I wouldn't care what nobody said. If I wanted to see change and I know God was giving me the ability to change it, I would come to this altar and I would say, God, I'm ready. God, I'm ready to make a move. I wouldn't care who watched me. If I believed in the power of God and I know God could use me as His vessel, come on, spread on out, spread on out. I would come to this altar and I would make a move. Yes, yes, yes. You are water walkers and you're getting prepared for a move of God in your life. You're getting prepared for God to do some powerful things in your life. You will be the trendsetters on this campus. It will be you who will set the tone for the ones that's coming up after you. We're going to let Grace sing a little bit of this song and we're going to go to God in prayer. So just close your eyes right now, bow your heads, and just begin to talk to God for yourself right now. Just begin to talk to Him as Grace sings a little of this song and then I'm going to come and I'm going to pray. In the name of Jesus, we do thank you, God, for who you are in our lives. We thank you, God, for your power. We thank you, God, for your grace. We thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you for these, your water walkers, who have come to this altar and say, God, I surrender. God, I surrender my life to you. Thank you for these young people who saying, God, I'm ready to jump for you. I'm ready to pay the consequences and the cost. I receive the consequences and I pay the cost. I pray, oh God, that you would listen to their prayers and God, and fix it for them. I pray, oh God, that they learn how to be patient. And I pray, oh God, that you will begin to do things in their lives that they didn't even realize possible. I thank you, God, that you're going to increase their faith, increase their risk taking. I thank you, God, that they're going to be powerful and that they're going to walk around and they're going to be a witness for you. And that those on this campus who do not know you, they will come to know you because of these who stand as a witness. And we thank you for it. Right now, God, we thank you for these your young people, these your children, and I thank you, oh God, for the work that they're about to do in this campus, in their lives, and around the world. Thank you, God, for their patience. Thank you, God, for their ability to wait. Thank you, God, for their urgency to see things change. And so, God, we thank you for this week. Releasing our fears. No more paralysis. We jumping. We jumping, God. And we know that when we jump out of this boat, there you stand to catch us by the hand. And we bless you for that. Thank you for this week and the organizers. Thank you, God, that as we step into the water, you've given us a firm foundation. And we shall walk freely because we know you, we believe you, and God, we trust you, and we thank you. And it is so. In the matchless name of Jesus, it is so. And if you believe that, clap your hands with me and let's tell God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Say it, thank you, Jesus. Use your mouth to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you guys. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We want to thank you for being the voice of God among us this week. Let's thank her.